This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Voting has concluded peacefully for the second and final phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. The Election Commission has said that Maharashtra has recorded more than 58% voter turnout and Jharkhand recorded around 68% voting when reports last came in. In Jharkhand, voting was held in 38 constituencies in 12 districts in the state. Our correspondent reports that after today's polling, the political fortune of 528 candidates, including 55 women, have been sealed in EVMs. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats were held in a single phase in the state. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had been keeping a close watch on every aspect of the poll process, including measures to enhance poll participation. By-elections were also held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states. 53.78% of voters exercised their franchise in the Nanded Lok Sabha by-poll till 5 p.m. In Uttar Pradesh, more than 49% polling was recorded on all nine assembly seats where by-elections were held today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held delegation-level talks with President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown this evening. Five agreements were also signed following the talks between the two leaders. This includes cooperation in the field of medical products regulation, hydrocarbon sector, bilateral cooperation in agriculture and allied sectors, and UPI facilities. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Guyana agree that dialogue and diplomacy should be used to resolve all issues. He said both the countries are unanimous that reform of global institutions is the need of the hour. Prime Minister Modi said the close cooperation in the field of defense between the two nations is a symbol of deep mutual trust. He informed that last year India had supplied two Dornier aircraft to Guyana. Earlier, Mr. Modi was accorded a ceremonial guard of honor at State House in Georgetown. Prime Minister Modi reached Guyana this morning on a three-day visit to the country. In an unprecedented gesture, he was received at the airport by President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, Prime Minister Mark Antony Phillips, and over a dozen cabinet ministers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held bilateral meetings with his counterparts from China, Laos and Malaysia in Vientiane on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus or ADMM Plus. Mr. Singh is on a three-day visit to Laos to attend this meeting and address the forum on regional and international security issues. During his meeting with Defence Minister of China, Admiral Dong Chun, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasised on greater trust and confidence building between the two sides through de-escalation along the Indo-China border. Mr. Singh called for reflecting on the lessons learned from the unfortunate border clashes of 2020, take measures to prevent recurrence of such events and safeguard peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, began in Goa with a grand opening ceremony. A star-studded ceremony at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium marked the beginning of the festival that will last till the 28th of this month. The event witnessed stunning performances from Bollywood stars and also included a nostalgic 90s rewind, Timeless Souls, a tribute to legends like Raj Kapoor and Mohammed Rafi through visuals, poetry and music was also one of the major highlights of the day. Waves Prasar Bharati's OTT platform was launched during the opening ceremony of the 55th International Film Festival of India. The platform will offer a variety of channels in multiple languages, including news, entertainment, movies, TV shows and games. Veteran filmmaker Shekhar Kapoor appreciated Prasar Bharati's initiative. The Delhi government has decided to implement work from home for 50% of its employees amid poor air quality in Delhi NCR. City Environment Minister Gopal Rai convened a meeting this afternoon to implement this measure. In hockey, India clinched the Women's Champions Trophy today at Rajgir Stadium in Bihar. The Indian women's hockey team won their second consecutive title, beating China 1-0 in the final match. With this victory, India have equaled South Korea with three titles each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.